James earlier in the week, and it didn't do so well in terms of return, in terms of a 3-0 throws, and you know, I put that down to his rotational technique, and you know, but the reality is that he is in that area of life at 18 metres plus, so he just needs to keep back and banging on, and it will come together for him. Disappointed, of course, and he will do the National Senior Championships next weekend, as will Summer Leckie. Summer Leckie, of course, making her way back to Ireland tomorrow, but I mean, she finished fifth in the European Championships, and of course she was gutted, of course she was disappointed, and you know, obviously second in the Worlds last year, big expectations, big pressure on her, but she went there yesterday into that arena in the final to jump high, and it just didn't happen to the same extent for her. So look, the bottom line is she will do the national championship. She will go to Cork City Sports. She will do the Belfast International, and we will hear much, much, much more in the years ahead from Summer Leckie. But that wasn't really a happy day for her, in the sense that there was no medal return for her. It was a day also back in Ireland here. It was a day for the National League final. And of course, Finn Valley were in that final, and they finished eventually second team behind County Waterford, with County Kerry third. I mean, Finn Valley just relying on their own resources, and they fought through the day very, very, very strongly, and will be promoted to the Premier Division next year, a division that their men currently compete in. So that was a positive, that was the target, and well done there. Tresa Doherty, two very, very impressive victories, over 15 and indeed 3,000. And Janine Boyle back in action again after a long period of injury, a student now at the University of Ulster in Coleraine, and she really stormed a 1-2 a double there. And Danielle Janssen, a young 400 metre runner, she really pushed a strong return to win the 400 metres. There was so much on the track for Finn Valley. The feet events just wasn't as strong, but second team of the eight who made the final, they were happy coming down the road. They had their medals with them, and they are now back in the Premier. So well done to them. So that was pretty much yesterday. Now today has been another exciting day, in the sense that just within the last 2 hours, news is coming through from Sweden, from a different area of Sweden, from John Kelly, the older brother of James Kelly. He's just got over 18 metres for the first time in his life. He's the first Ulster athlete, not Donegal alone, but the first Ulster athlete ever to get over 18 metres, 18.01. Now that's serious, significant shot put and serious development. He spent the last 3 to 4 weeks training in Sweden, working out of Sweden, and you know, he's with the best in the world there. He's been training with the group there. He's been coached by the best in the world there. And to be honest, this is a big, big return for him. So 18.01, a new Donegal Ulster record, one of the better throws in the history of Irish shot putting. That'll put him on the performance list right up there. So look, well done to him. He's worked hard. I was thinking about it this morning. This is 12 years in the making, basically. And you know how many people will hang around and work day on day on day, and then that day will come. And he has big ambitions. He goes to the National Senior Championships next weekend. He is a former National Senior Champion. So let's see what he does next weekend when he gets himself to Santry and the two Kelly brothers compete there. So that was that story. Now, also ongoing today, back in Tullamore, is the relays, the National Relay Championships. And Finn Valley, with a very good under 15 boys team, they won their heat earlier in the day. They won the final late in the day, within the last hour, and well, they're over the moon, of course, to make the one gold medal. That was a big, big plus for them. So well done to them. And a Finn Valley under 15 girls team also taking medals, and a few other individual medals. There's another individual medal for Finn Valley. There's another individual medal for the Olympian Club from Glensfoley there, of course, under the direction of Martin O'Donnell. So look, it's been a good day today. It's been a great weekend for Donegal Athletics. I mean, to qualify two athletes for the Europeans, that was a big plus. So really well done to both of them. They're very talented, extremely athletes you'd be extremely proud of, Leckie and Kelly. So they return home tomorrow, and they just got to get their heads into next weekend then for the National Senior Championship. So it's been a very positive weekend, Parik, and very, very pleased with it, and the news has been very, very good.